So what did Biden get for all this nonsense that will weaken the U.S. vis-a-vis our G7 counterparts? In response to this, all of this, Republicans on the Hill have to get their messaging right and deliver it with precision and clarity. It should go something like this. For our alliance to survive with the G7 countries, it must be between America and our foreign partners, not our foreign partners in the Democrat Party. But right now, Joe Biden is promising, he's promising to write checks that he won't be able to cash. They're not going to be able to ever get the money from. Biden does not have the power to agree to any of this, and he certainly doesn't have the support of the American people to do it. So we're going to put everyone on notice. We're going to retake the House next year, then we're going to retake the White House in 2024, and when we do, we're going to shred this document as soon as we can. Thus, when we get a president who's actually looking out for America's interest again, don't say we didn't warn you. This entire G7 exercise is a waste of time. It's completely invalid. Biden himself, though, seems to know he's in a bit of a jam given the political realities at home.
The Republican Party is vastly diminished in numbers. The leadership of the Republican Party is fractured. And the Trump wing of the party is the bulk of the party, but it makes up a significant minority of the American people.
I don't know who wrote that for him, but that was a nice try, Joe. But Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger make up about, I don't know what, 2% of the GOP. The rest of it's America first, baby. Even CNN sees where this is headed, although it pathetically tries to tie the futility of the G7 meeting to January 6th somehow.